Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Nathan Normoyle. He is the Vice President of Global Operations for ARS Global Emergency Management. He's here to talk to us about their first 30 days of emergency response for Hurricane Ian victims. And Mr. Normoyle, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, ARS Global Emergency Management is a family-owned company that offers global disaster relief services. Can you give us an overview of the commercial services that you offer to kick things off today?
Yes, sir. ARS is, as you said, a family-owned business. We're in our 65th year of providing emergency management services. We are primarily a commercial, industrial, and institutional emergency management firm. Our services start with typically the pre-disaster or pre-emergency phase, and that's primarily emergency planning and preparedness. We offer our clients a unique service that is asset monitoring, and what that is essentially a command center that we operate that looks something akin to a NASA control room, and we monitor our clients' assets for all threats, and those things can be threats from weather-related events or acts of war, civil unrest, and wildfires, and just about everything else in between. The planning and preparedness piece is the most important, and that's to know exactly what a response looks like in the event of a disaster or an emergency situation for a client. Our response services following an emergency or a disaster situation span the spectrum from first response services like search and rescue, either in the water or in an urban or rural environment, and go all the way through to the provision of temporary or mobile power distribution, structural assessments, structural collapse, structural drying services, air quality and environmental issues such as mold, asbestos, oil spills, hazardous materials, and all the way through to the repairs or recovery phase, and that's typically reconstruction or improved resilience to put an asset in a better spot to handle the next emergency.
Well, you certainly do offer a lot of different services, and we certainly are thankful and great to know that there's someone like you out there that can take care of these unfortunate global disasters. Now, how quickly did you respond to the disaster after Hurricane Ian? Talk to us about that.
Our team was staged in Gainesville, Florida, which is about 2 hours outside of Fort Myers area, as the storm made landfall and passed. So we were on the ground approximately 11 hours in the Fort Myers area, approximately 11 hours after first landfall.
Yeah, you certainly were on top of it and closely monitoring that, and I'm sure you have plenty to talk about in that regard as well. Now, what were the conditions when you first arrived in the Fort Myers, Florida vicinity?
The conditions particularly in our first landing place being the Fort Myers and Fort Myers Beach and Sanibel Captiva Island areas were devastating. I've been doing this personally for just under 20 years, and this is some of the worst wind damage that I've ever seen. Flooded roads, washed out roads, significant debris scattered across both the land and the water, and essentially impassable access points to many areas.
Well, I'm sure you've seen a lot like this in your time with the company, but I know this hurricane is significant. And again, we really appreciate what you're doing for joining us here today. We're speaking with Mr. Nathan Normal. He's the Vice President of Global Operations for ARS Global Emergency Management here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question. Tell us a little bit about being among the first on Sanibel Island.
Eric, it was an interesting first few days for us on both Sanibel and Captiva Islands. And as you said, we were one of the first outside of the police and local police and fire departments. We encountered significant obstacles in navigating on the islands. A lot of debris to be moved, a lot of trees to be cut, to carve paths to get to where we needed to go. Our teams participated for the first few days for search and rescue by water, using a few of our search and rescue boat units, as well as we assisted some of the local police and fire departments with some of their critical infrastructure needs, like the transportation by barge of critical life-saving equipment, as well as diesel fuel, fuel pump tanks. And even in one case, we assisted the Captiva Fire Department with an aerial lift to get five of their crew off the island.
Well, that alone right there tells you how bad it was. That is unbelievable. Now, what all have you accomplished in the first 30 plus days in Florida since Hurricane Ian hit the area?
We've serviced to date in the first 30 days, we've serviced 72 commercial, industrial, and institutional clients, including several large multifamily properties, condos specifically. We've operated and supported humanitarian aid efforts on Pine Island through a partnership and support of the Cajun Navy Ground Force. We've donated and continue to support their base camp operations on the island. We've donated medical supplies, generators, and some mobile triage tent units for their medical services that they're providing to the migrant workers in the area. We've also, as we mentioned a little earlier, supported quite a bit on the logistics side, both by helicopter and barge. We ran and operated three barges of various sizes, supporting critical infrastructure operations, again, by barge and by air. And we've also started construction in some cases to get some of these multifamily residents and businesses back home and back in business.
Mr. Normal, we want to thank you again for what you do on behalf of ARS Global Emergency Management and for this report today. And again, for all you did and all the efforts through the disaster, through Hurricane Ian. Before you go in conclusion, what are the top services that you offer during times of disaster, and how does a company needing your services get in contact with you as well?
Great question, Eric. I would say the top demand, or the top services that are in demand at the onset, or first days following a disaster or an emergency situation, certainly are logistical solutions, such as gaining access to the impacted areas, either by air, by water, by land. We operate both fixed wing and rotary aircraft, a number of different marine vessels, and as well as various capabilities of overland vehicles that are designed for high water rescue or high water access, off-road and essentially impassable areas to gain access. And secondarily, it's the provision of power. The restorative process or the emergency process is very difficult to respond and start without power. We own and operate a significant fleet of mobile generators and power distribution and diesel distribution that assist with those things. And then third, it's the immediate ability to assess a situation, either for structural structural damage or threats to life or threats to safety. Essentially, to keep all of those safe, our staff and our clients and the public. we can, those needing services or interested in learning more can reach us. Best way is via our website, which is arsgem.com. There's a contact form, emails, phone numbers, and a direct 1-800 emergency line, all listed on the website.
And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast for the listening audience. Again, listeners, it is arsgem.com. Mr. Normal, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having us.
And of course, you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Nathan Normoyle. He is the Vice President of Global Operations for ARS Global Emergency Management. And once again, for all the details and for contact, visit arsgem.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.